Yeah, well, you could probably dig for a century in Vienna, Austria and not find any oil, but that's where OPEC's meeting. They always do. It's a bit of a ritual. OPEC gets together, tries to enforce their cartel, and decides in the end that they probably can't. The influence of OPEC has been waning or at a plateau. And indeed, energy this morning is trading down more than half a percentage point. NYMEX crude down well under $99 a barrel. Two voices on the OPEC meeting now in Vienna. Bhushan Bari is Senior Director of Global Oil for IHS Cambridge Energy Research Associates. He's at the meeting in Vienna. Bhushan, good morning.
Good morning.
Also with us, Julian Lee, Senior Energy Analyst at the Center for Global Studies. Bhushan Bari, let's begin with you. It's something of a ritual at an OPEC meeting that almost nothing is said. It's very, very quiet. If there's headlines, even in the countries who are members of OPEC, it doesn't get talked about. That's getting harder to do with all of the Arab Spring uprisings in Bahrain, war in Libya. What's the mood there this morning?
The mood is more about business of oil rather than the politics and the developments in the Middle East, although that is the backdrop, and of course they're very well aware of that. But really, they're trying to deal with several issues, which are prices are quite high. They could potentially damage the global economic recovery. Oil demand is expected to go up quite a bit in the third quarter, and they need to figure out what they want to do about meeting it. So I think they went into session at 10:30, and they'll be there for several hours at least, trying to hammer out some sort of agreement among themselves.
Live from Vienna. Live from Vienna, Austria, it's Bhushan Bari, Senior Director of Global Oil for IHS. Sarah, let's talk to Julian Lee for a moment. If demand increases in the third quarter and prices are already around $100 a barrel right now, first of all, what would be the reason for increased demand? And would that put the price, you know, up on the 110, 120 level?
Well, I think the reason for increased demand is really that it's a normal seasonal pattern. We see this every year, that oil demand increases by somewhere in the region of 1.5 to 2 million barrels a day between the second quarter of the year and the third quarter of the year. People are driving more. Industrial activity picks up. It's a normal seasonal pattern. What I think we're seeing this time is that In the past, OPEC has sort of tended to play this down a little bit, but even its own analysts now are coming out and saying that the world will need around 2 million barrels a day more oil from OPEC in the third quarter than it needs in the current quarter. And in order to meet that, OPEC will have to increase its production by about that amount. This is really what I think the focus of the meeting is going to be. Saudi Arabia has said that it is uncomfortable with the current level of oil prices. It sees them as being too high. It has even threatened that if it doesn't get an agreement at the meeting today to raise production, it is prepared to go it alone and increase production unilaterally.
And Julian Lee, we're talking about the OPEC meeting going on in Vienna right now. What is the source of Saudi Arabia's disquiet to a certain extent? I mean, they're clearly looking at the numbers. Non-OPEC members, their output's expected to increase by almost 600,000 barrels in the year ahead, whereas OPEC members, it's supposed to decrease by 370,000. Is that what's kind of worrying Saudi Arabia?
I think what's worrying them is they are beginning to see what we've been warning about for some time, which is a negative effect of high oil prices on economic recovery and on oil consumption. Consumption in the OECD countries appears to be going into reverse again. Economic recovery is beginning to stall, and Saudi Arabia is concerned about that. This is a country whose future wealth depends on its continued ability to produce and sell oil. If consumers can't afford to buy it, and if consumers take decisions not to buy it because the price is too high, that is not good news long-term for Saudi Arabia.
Right. Julian Lee is Senior Energy Analyst at the Center for Global Studies, speaking to us from London. In Vienna, Austria, where the OPEC meeting is going on right now, Bhushan Bari is with us. He's Senior Director of Global Oil for IHS. Sarah, Bushan, I mean, the Saudis also are over their own barrel in that they hold so much debt in dollars. They hold so many securities in dollars. And if those begin to decline in value, they've got their own sort of economic problems. And you've got Russia on the sidelines here, who at these levels, 2 million barrels of production, really the Russians can pull their own levers and mess things up for OPEC in a way that they almost haven't been able to in the past. Bushan?
Yes, I'm not sure I understood on the Russia issue. You mean by cutting back or increasing production?
They can increase production. They can sit back and benefit from the high oil prices. They can, encourage a reduction in production by other OPEC nations. Russia is a powerful influence here.
Oh, it is indeed, but it tends to produce whatever it can, so it's not holding back. And certainly, you're quite right, they're enjoying the high prices that prevail currently, and they're getting a great benefit out of that.
You know, this is a question out of left field, and I'm sure you'll just laugh at me, but don't hang up the phone. I mean, are we getting to a point where, you know, maybe a Benghazi Libyan opposition group would show up at an OPEC meeting and offer to join as being their own sort of producer of oil in the divisions that are going on in a NATO member state in the middle of a war?
Yes, but, I think the way they're trying to sort this out is The rebel side has not really been recognized widely, particularly by the UN, and so they can say, well, it's a little bit premature to make a decision on that sort of thing. Yes, they would have liked to attend, but I think it's not a big open issue here because they're not exporting much oil at all.
Bushan, before we go, what is the link between Saudi credibility in enforcing the price and production levels of oil versus its credibility and clout in enforcing political stability in the region? Before we go, quickly.
Okay, well, on the oil front, of course, they still have a fair amount of spare capacity, somewhere in the region of 3 million or so, and they're willing to produce more to meet the demand if it happens, regardless of any OPEC decision. On the political front, it's a whole different
story and a lot of question marks. Bushan Bahri, Senior Director of Global Oil for IHS Cambridge Energy Research Associates, and Julian Lee, Senior Energy Analyst at the Center for Global Studies. Julian was in London. Bushan was in Vienna, Austria.